just vibing. You don't work at your cell phone, but your last text left me on it. Can't you see I'm in disbelief? I'm just on my knees, babe, I'm begging. Nigga, please, if you're feeling me, I'm just asking for some attention. Maybe I'm doing too much. Maybe I'm making a fuss. Oh, yeah. And that being official for us.
Oh, that's Ayana featuring Josh with the one. Before that, M, Rumbi, and Andia. Ay, ay, ay. You know, I'm telling you, only one of these two songs can come back because we've come to the tie once again. And remember that if both songs tie again, we're going to have a different bubbling under. So who's it going to be? Is it going to be Ayana and Josh with the one? Is it going to be M. Rundi and Andia with It's You? Like I said, only one of these two tracks comes back next week. My name is Chow. This is The Lounge. Thank you so much for listening in. Mike, you say you're the one who nearly missed going to church listening to the show. Like I said, God heard you. He knows your heart. You know, he knows your heart. Don't worry. But thank you so very much. I also see you. You say Jill Scott was Wangoi. You said Jill Scott is a track that made it for you. Really enjoyed listening to it. Like I said, that particular performance 20 years ago, still sounding so beautiful. That's Ms. Jill Scott on the live sessions. We're switching over to my guest who's in studio. And you know, before that, I got to talk to you about the fact that every single week on the show, the one thing that's really important for us is our mental and emotional wellness. Being present and being there is great. But if you're struggling, you got to be able to speak up, put your hand up and say, I'm struggling. And sometimes that can be difficult. You don't know how to say you're struggling. You struggle to say that you're struggling, right? It can be a little difficult. However, there's a place and a space where you can speak up. You can share what it is you're going through. If you have those intrusive thoughts that keep running through your mind, if you are struggling to settle in, to adapt, and you're struggling with your mental health, if you, of course, know somebody who is visibly struggling with their mental health, they're having issues. I know I made fun of the track Obsessed last in the previous hour, but, you know, sometimes it can show up that way. If you're obsessed with somebody trying to be something, you know, it shows up in different ways. And there is no shame in having struggling with your mental health. The most important thing is, like I said, to speak up. So here's the best thing you could do is just go to www.bonga.or.ke. Speak up, share what it is you're going through. There are professionals who will pull tools out of their professional toolkit and share tips on how you can navigate what it is you're going through. And of course, you can also go to TikTok. We partnered up with TikTok, and there are amazing videos of people who shared how they navigated their mental health. I always say this, and I'm going to say it again. I'll keep saying it. Go outside, be in nature, surround yourself with great people if you can. And if not, just be outside. Forest bathing is a thing. I've talked about it on the show before. If you can be by the water, that also helps. Singing, dancing, whatever it is that you need to do. Please take care of your mental and emotional wellness not just for yourself. It's great for you, but it's also great for the people around you. All right, time for me to switch gears because we're just about to have an amazing time with this artist right in front of me. Let me tell you, a little bit about her. She's an emerging R&B artist who is making waves in the music industry with her soulful vocals and captivating songwriting. She is influenced by the likes of Sade, Tracy Chapman, Elani, and Camp Mula. She brings a unique blend of smooth melodies and heartfelt lyrics to her music. She comes from Nairobi, and she's been honing her craft for years, and her hard work is certainly paying off because we hear her. She was in Atlanta for a bit, but she'll tell us about that. She's firmly back home and with an impressive list of accomplishments, including collaborations with renowned artists such as Sabi Wu, Valerie Muthoni, don't we love her, Little Minor as well. She's quickly establishing herself as a force to be reckoned with, and we are going to hear from her in just a bit. Her most recent project, DRUGS and Patience, showcase her versatility as an artist and her ability to effortlessly switch between different genres as well as musical styles. DRUGS is sultry and a seductive track that highlights her smooth vocals, while Patience showcases her vulnerability and introspective songwriting. I love that. It's such a juxtaposition. She's got a dedicated fan base, as you know, and an ever-growing following on social media, and she's set to make a significant impact on the music scene. Her unique sound, relatable lyrics, and all have resonated with us. And if you haven't heard her, trust me, once you hear her, it's going to be the same exact thing. Now, in addition to her musical talents, she's also a passionate advocate for social change. And through her music, she aims to shed light on important issues and inspire others to make a positive difference in the world. In the studio for the very first time, certainly not the last time, as we know, is none other than Jerry. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my. So did we just, we got to say this, right? Because we totally fangirled over each other.
Yes.
I probably fangirled more, okay, to be honest. It's like, oh my God, it's we did the whole huggy. And it's lovely to meet you. It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you for having me. And it's so lovely to meet you too. I've heard so much about you, and I'm happy that I can finally put a face to the name.
I hope it was good.
It was amazing.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I didn't pay nobody. No, it's authentic.
It is.
Organic.
For sure. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in. So listen, let's get started. I'm going to start off with a little bit of an icebreaker, because you were in Atlanta for a bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's start off with this. If your music could transport listeners to any place in the world, where would it be and why? And simply, this is because you were transported from Atlanta back home.
Yeah.
So let's go on with that.
I would say if Atlanta and Nairobi and a bit of LA had a baby, that's what it would be.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think that place is there yet, but that's what I would say. That's what I would say. Yeah, probably that.
Let's talk about, so you were in Atlanta, but you're back home. Let's get that out of the way, because it was in my mind for a long time. I was like, is she here? I know I spoke to a number of artists saying I'd love to meet her. And I was like, no, she's based in Atlanta. So
yeah. So what happened was, I had gone back for school because I was there for high school. And then I decided to move back here, join law school for about 2 years. It wasn't for me. So I left. I chose myself. I was like, let me not choose violence for my future, okay? So I left law school. That's when I started doing music, actually. That was 2021. So I've been doing music for 3 years. I decided to continue with that. But my dad and I had an agreement. If I was to pursue that career, I would have to go back to school at some point. So I still had my scholarship. So I decided to go to Atlanta, try to finish school there, but the energy just was off. I stayed there for a year of school, so 2 semesters, then I was like, nope, I'm out. So I came back home, and actually, I only came on vacation, but I decided to stay.
Okay.
Yeah, so really? I'm in USIU now.
Okay, so I'm
still in school.
Okay, so you and your dad are cool, because you know, you had to finish school. That was his thing.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, so I kept my promise.
Kept your promise. Keep your promise to your dad.
Yes.
In there. Your music, and I cannot wait for us to have this conversation. But your music seamlessly blends. It goes mm-hmm. between genres. It mm-hmm. goes between styles. So my question is, what inspires you to experiment with such diverse sounds? Because listening to your catalog,
yeah,
it is diverse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think it's more of finding my sound and pushing my boundaries. I'm a person that tends to stick to what they're comfortable to. So I try to get myself out of that, especially in music. I think that's the easiest of the ways and aspects in life to get out of my comfort zone. So I just like trying and seeing how different things sound. And I like how they sound. So I'm like, I'll keep that. Yeah, that's how it always goes for me.
So it's always experimental.
Mm-hmm.
And then you keep pushing and keep going.
Yeah.
Which is like patience, because which is your most your latest track, your most recent track, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's deeply introspective.
Yeah.
And you know, it's very like we resonate because of how emotional it is, like mm-hmm. everything, the lyrics, the chords, all of that.
Thank you.
Can you share a little bit about the inspiration? Of course, I know you collaboed on mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about that.
So the inspiration, I think I was waiting for a text from my significant other. And he still hadn't replied. So I was like, oh. Okay. So I think that was the basis for the inspiration. And then after that, I was like, okay, so what do people think about when they're waiting? So that's how the lyrics built up. And then the collaboration, which was so unique. I didn't even know it was going to happen. But there was like a missing energy in the song. And Dexter, who I was working with, he's from the UK. He's a producer. And he did vocals on the song as well. He sent the song to Ari, who resides in Serbia, and he's from Zambia. So it was a very interesting collaboration. So when I got it back, I was like, oh, okay, this is what it was missing. It sounded really good to me. So that's when I was like, okay, we can put it out now. Yeah, so that's how patience came along.
And did he up his game in terms of responding to your significant other? Does he respond
better? He's good now. Yeah, we're good.
It's a whole song about that.
He's great.
I mean,
he's great.
I'm thinking.
He's great. It was just the chorus.
So that put him back.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
Your collaboration seems to be a big part of your musical journey. Mm-hmm. You're big on that. Mm-hmm. How do you approach working with other artists? I know you just told us about how you collaborated with Patience. But in general, what do you feel you gain from these experiences?
I gain lessons in how to improve my music, my vocals, and also friends. Yeah, I gain a lot of friends and friendships from music because you work so organically. You're like, okay, I would love to keep you in my life because I think you're amazing. You're talented. You're just a great person overall. So I wouldn't want to lose that, you know? So I'll keep you around.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. You're also an advocate for social change.
Yes, I am.
And how do you see music's role in addressing important issues, especially from your standpoint, right? Mm-hmm. And what message do you hope to convey through your music, through your songs?
I think with music, you receive a very amicable audience. So as opposed to like trying to push posts and stuff like that, it's a longer way. It gives more longevity. And it's a more lasting impact because someone can come back and listen to the words and get the depth of it. You could tell stories through it and in ways that people would understand, as opposed to just seeing something on like a poster or whatever. Like it's something that would sink into their subconscious, I think. So be it like femicide, be it anything that is happening socially, like, take, for example, like Eric Wainaina, we still sing his songs and we get the message from that. Even though it's subliminal, you go back and you're like, oh, that's what he meant. You know, like you clock the T. So it's pretty interesting. So I think it's a very, very impactful way to impact society. So I think that we should do more of that, especially with how society is right now. Politics, all that. I think it's quite messy. So the more we talk about it in our music, it can't just be about love, can't just be about this. Because one thing that I said when I started, I want to do like an all-female project where, yes, we have fun and stuff, but obviously I would really like to incorporate things that the girls could enjoy and the guys could also understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. So just bring it together through music.
Exactly.
All right. And is this something that you thought of in terms of the artist you'd like on? You don't have to say it right now. Okay. So it's beyond just the idea stage.
Yes. But I haven't spoken to them yet.
Okay. No, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. We'll wait.
Thank you.
We will definitely wait.
Yeah.
let's have a little fun right now.
Okay.
Now, if, here we are. That was that. If you're, your music. And I want you to be able to go listen to her music. You'll understand this question if you haven't listened to her music. And if you have, you'll also get it. Your music has a way of transporting us, right, to different emotional landscapes. You definitely take us there.
Thank you.
If your songs were flavors of ice cream, what flavors would they be? Pick one. Patience, for example.
Patience would be, it would be like a vanilla and chocolate mix. That's what I would say, because I know a lot of people, or maybe chocolate, because a lot of people, I know some people don't like chocolate, but when you do like chocolate, you like chocolate, you know? I would say Ecstasy's Vanilla, because everyone can vibe to it. The beat's fun. What else? Oh, I would say a lot of my music is a mix of chocolate and vanilla. And maybe a bit of pistachio.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Next time, you'll understand when you listen to the music. Trust me, you'll get it. Now, finally, before we have Jerry do something really special for us, she's going to pick a song that we got to play, and then she's going to do her thing for us. What advice would you give to aspiring artists who are just starting their musical career? Because you were there, and you know, you did the whole back and forth, and looking to find their unique voice. Because you do have a unique sound, and we just kind of talked about this off air.
I would say believe in yourself. Don't let anyone shut you down. And even if they do, even if the haters come, just take notes from what they're saying. Even if it's people hating on your voice, whatever, learn ways to improve it. Don't take it as just a hating comment. Take it as a critique, you know? Take it as a way to improve and always improve, constantly grow. I think that's the one thing. Just don't stay stagnant. Focus on growing. Yeah, but believe in yourself.
But believe in yourself first. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Jerry is here on the live sessions. We're going to hear from her in just a bit. And you have selected a track you want us to listen to, which is Patience. You just told us about that.
Yes.
So we're going to hear that track and something special from Jerry, who's on the live sessions. This is going to be up for us on SoundCloud in just a little bit. And if you haven't eaten ice cream in a bit, well, you're probably going to go and have some just to figure out what it tastes like, and listen to her songs while at it. So here we go. Stand by from Jerry, who's on the live sessions.
It's the live sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
I ain't got no time to fit in.
The Live Sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
This is Jerry, and I'm going to be performing my two songs, Never Be and Happiness. Okay. And this is going to be a cappella. Okay. This is Never Be. Baby, give me time. Every day it was stories with you. I gave you my all, but you took it for granted. Wore my heart on my sleeve, but you gave me a jacket. Said I loved you repeatedly, but you laugh it off jokingly. I didn't wanna be in nobody, so I showed you my cards. You folded them back, and you said, I don't wanna be lonely. But I don't wanna waste your time. Don't wanna be lonely. But I don't wanna waste your youth. Go find someone new who'll give you what you're looking for. Cause I ain't got no vacancy. There'll never be a you and me. Never be you. Whoa. Used to toss me around, talking this and that. Yeah, you played with my crown, and I'll never forget that. You weren't even all that. I was simping for a loser. Yeah, you had me convinced, gave you the stamp of approval. A round of applause for a poser. Thought no one could oppose ya. Salute for almost taking down a baby. I don't wanna be lonely. I don't wanna waste your time. Don't wanna be lonely. I don't wanna waste your youth. Go find someone new who'll give you what you're looking for. Cause I ain't got no vacancy. I'll never be a you with me. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. So that was Never Be featuring Chris Adwar. And coming up next is Happiness. It's another little sad song, but I hope you like it. Okay.
Happiness is what you brought me. All my love, I swear I lost it when you walked out that door. I thought I had more, but you ran me dry. And I tried and tried and tried and tried and tried over a billion times to recover what we had, but it seems that it had passed and there was no coming back. Oh, you used to be my muse, now you just don't know. Wish I could erase you from my mind, go back and catch myself in time. Wish I never fell for you. I wish I never fell for you. Now my skies are no longer blue because of you, because of you, because of you. No, you took color out my life, took the glory out of daylight. I don't even see the sunshine no more. And ain't no sunshine when he's gone. That damn show was wrong. Even hurts to sing the song. Oh, you used to be my muse, and now you just don't know. Wish I could erase you from my mind, go back and catch myself in time. I wish I never fell for you. Wish I never fell for you. Now my skies are no longer blue because of you. Thank you.
And the category is vocals. Hello.
Thank you.
Well, hello. And she treated us to her, you know, we just heard, I mean, so you know what we're going to do, right? If you haven't done so already, check out her music. This is, I love the fact that you put a twist to it by coming in without your instrumentalist. Like, listen, I'm bringing my vocals and y'all going to learn about Jerry firsthand.
Period.
It's not a production. This is how I really sound.
Yes. Exactly. In 4K.
Oh, in 4K. Listen, yep. In 4K.
Yes.
So how do we get your music? How do we, where are you at? Tell us.
Spotify, Apple Music, now Capital FM.
Right. Right.
YouTube. It's on all platforms. Audio Mac. You can find me anywhere. You look.
And follow her on her socials. Yes. At...
It's Just Jerry _ on Instagram. It's Just Jerry on Twitter. Yeah, pretty much those
there
two.
You go. Mm-hmm. And you'll find her music everywhere. She's been on Bubbling Under. We played her music on the show. Such an incredible gift to have her in the studio. Bring her vocals. It's like the category today is vocals. We're starting off April with vocals, okay? Now you just set the bar up.
Thank you.
She's like, oh, you got it. And next time, she's, oh, so this is not the, this is just the first time.
Thank you. Right? I'll be back.
Yes, oh, yeah, she's like,
sure. I'm not going anywhere.
You know, you heard about me, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, she's like, I'm gonna be here.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be here.
So what we're gonna do for you is, mm-hmm. because you just flexed on us with mm-hmm. your vocals, the news is gonna be right next to you, like where you're seated, so you get
perfect.
To see that.
Okay.
And then, obviously, she's not gonna be able to sing the vocal or the news like you, but it's gonna be one of those things where, you know, you flexed on us. It's time for us to flex on you. Me company. My name is Chow. Gotta say Chow. Of course, Jerry's session on the live session is going to be up in just a little bit. It's such a great conversation. The plans that she has, how she wants music to sound, and how else we can enrich the sound and the tapestry of music in Kenya, and so much more. Such a blessing to have her this first week in April. Such a blessing to have you as well. I want to thank you so much for being absolutely amazing. God bless you. The time line is going to be filled with the complete playlist. I know you want to know about that. It's going to be full in just a bit. It keeps loading. And as we go along, my name is Chow. I gotta say Chow. Remember that Football Sundays is on the way. It's Sunday, so you know Walt Baby Love is soon after that. DJ Adrian is coming up. We got the reggae with DJ Raz Luigi. The reggae continues, and the Capital Jazz Club with Kaima and Jacob from 7 p.m. God bless you. Take great care of yourself. Ciao.